Hello and welcome to Shield Bash. I am Britt, your benevolent GM, and to my right,
the guy that lives in the same town as him that puts up with him because we ride together.
He's a good carpool buddy, yeah. And next to him,
Will, the basket weaver.
That's Jason, awesome.
Jason's like, no, fuck you guys, start over.
Jason, playing Tam Westcrown, human rogue, and the one who will inadvertently kill everybody. Quote unquote, inadvertently.
You going postal?
Nope, there is no postal service in this world.
There could be.
No, it's not.
All right, next.
Curtis, playing Ronan,
the Inquisitor.
Well, who also apparently doesn't understand how sound levels work.
You can touch anything that you want. You can touch volume all you want, but just don't touch my levels. I got them like I'm lacking.
That's mostly the, I'm Curtis, and I sometimes talk like this.
Whisper, whisper. And last, Peter, and probably least at this point, Peter playing Meta.
Small of stature.
Whoa.
Oh.
Whoa. Shots fired.
Stature? Yeah.
Shots fired.
Yeah.
We've been recording for a couple hours now. Some of us had some very long nights the previous night, and we're all at the end of our recording session and getting a little loopy. Let's see if we can get through a session. Let's go.
Let's try. But, you know, there's a good excuse for that. Three out of the six of us? Is there six? One, two, three, four, five. Yeah, they were at a local con. And by that, I mean convention. And it was a fabulous time. Was Lexicon, right?
Yes, it was. See? Whereas Will was also at a local con, but by that he means convict. You know, just hanging out, being a good friend.
He's one of those.
A good time.
He's one of those Bible reading convicts. You know, he's trying to be reformed.
Trying to convert.
You know, he's getting there. Not quite there yet, though.
Mm-hmm. Good job for the community service.
We really appreciate you, Will. I mean, you do hang out with five assholes, and your name is Will.
That is the story of my life, actually.
Why do you keep coming back?
Must be a good time.
I contacted all of his friends and told them to encourage him.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, yeah, we hate that fucking dude. Get rid of him. I was like, all right. We'll
shots keep fired
him.
Again.
Alignment check. Jesus Christ.
Chaotic evil.
That's why they make me DM.
Wow. Yeah, well, there you go. So you get your own, don't you?
Will is also the only individual in our group who could literally drive a bus through my garage one day if he gets a little upset.
Yeah, if he goes postal, oh, Jesus.
I think I'd pay see that. Can we arrange this?
No.
Well, it was worth a shot.
I may not be able to drive a bus through your house, but I do have access to the little microbes that I could use to basically poison all your food.
All right, this is getting really dark.
Jeez. Yeah. Where did we make that turn?
Somewhere around
buses.
When we started talking.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I'll say, for me, that turn is right after room 1135 into cold storage. I'm
not
technically supposed
job.
To go in there, but I have keys.
But don't you watch most of the same things that I do? And haven't you learned yet that just because you can do a thing doesn't mean you should?
All right, this is not psych.
Next time on Shield Bash, Jason has a new job.
Next time on Shield Bash, Jason is strangely absent.
And so is Kurt, because he's dead and Jason's in prison.
Oops. All right, so where we left off, we were on the beach. Go figure.
Should we redo the intro, or are we just going to leave all
no,
that?
No, fuck it. Let's just go.
Yeah, that was too much fun, actually. Let them wonder.
Right.
Let them wonder.
Yeah, Neil never said his name, so is it really him?
So this is going to be, we're going to be Man Cow next episode, apparently.
We'll have to talk about that on the way home. I don't know what you're talking about. So anyway, where we left off, our heroes just defeated not one, not two, but not three, but four.
Who the fuck are the heroes of this story?
We don't know yet. We're still trying to figure that out.
The snakes.
The snakes.
The snakes.
You guys keep talking about me. Let me out of this basket.
Oh, we almost got him to do the Ricky Ricardo. Almost.
It was close.
Ricky Ricardo.
Almost got it.
God, we were like,
almost
it should have been a six, but it was only a five. So close.
Keep hearing from the basket. Get that thing away from me.
But,
keep your cloaca to yourself.
But only Meta can hear that shit.
We just hear
that spell is no longer active. It's minutes per level, so but I can hear hissing, but I can't understand it.
We were having fun, damn it.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, four crabs crawling along the beach.
No, they're not crawling
we
anymore.
We killed them.
That's right.
They're dead. And we were
bleeding along the beach.
I was talking about you guys, damn it. Yeah, so crawling along the beach, they're heading basically eastward. No, westward, excuse me.
Where are we at on the map?
Yes.
Not yet to C5.
No, you are. You're actually just past C5.
Okay, we're just past C5.
That's what we affectionately call it, yeah. On your way to L.
If you are wondering what we mean by these letters, check out either our Facebook or Twitter account for the map that has been posted of Smuggler Shiv.
Yeah, what he said.
On Twitter, at Bash Shield. Facebook, at Shield Bash.
I always knew Twitter was backwards.
Most people aren't, but for whatever reason, when Twitter assigned our Twitter handle, they were like, nah, fuck you, you get this.
Mine got swapped backwards, too. I don't know if it's just arbitrary, random, or what.
They think it's your first and last name, don't they?
Maybe, I don't know.
It's possible.
Right?
I don't know why they'd still swap it, but...
Well, Vanderboo Brit, yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah, that's what they do sometimes at work with the emails and stuff, yeah. Anyway, towards J, I believe...
No.
No?
We're going to L.
L. Oh. Darn it, I keep trying to get you to go to J.
I-2. We're going to I-2.
Are you sure you don't want to go to J?
I think we want to go to sleep, actually. That's what we decided on our break.
I believe we were going to camp.
You guys? Oh. Yeah. I thought you meant you guys. You were done for today, but no, you're going to camp? Okay.
Well, our characters are done for today.
5 in the afternoon-ish.
Well, we got to butcher the crabs, prepare camp, set.
Oh, are you
going to
do the whole dinner thing and everything right now? So, I
mean, yeah.
It's going to take
you
a while.
You guys doing the early bird special?
No, what we're going to do is we're going to have stuffed snake. I've got snakes that I can shove full of crab meat and then rotisserie style.
I don't think I want to eat that.
So
it's going to be delicious.
Crab ducking? No. Crab snaking?
How about just...
No. It's not quite right.
How about just crick?
Snake roll.
For crab and snake.
Crick.
Crick.
I think that's what they call the dialect in Ireland, you know.
Okay, so snab.
Crick.
Snab rolls. Is that better?
How about we not spend 5 minutes discussing this fucking bag?
If you want.
I just thought it was good, fun stuff.
I got to start it.
Okay, start it. So, heading along.
I'll start the fire.
No, heading along.
We're making camp, fool.
Yeah, you're making camp. Heading along.
Quit trying to get us to go to Jay.
Quit trying to get us dead already, dude.
I gotta try.
Next time on Shield Bash, 5 new characters.
Oddly enough, mine's name is Matt. Brooke West.
That's awesome. All right, so you're gonna cook some snake with crab in it?
No, I'm actually gonna keep the snakes in there because I don't want Meta to feel bad. I'm gonna keep them hidden.
You mean the ones in the bag of holding?
Yeah. They're totally dead. I just don't want to break them out and flaunt.
We have plenty of crab meat.
So Jarwin's going to start collecting firewood supplies to attempt to create a campfire while the rest of the group...
butchers the crabs.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that, you know, just 30 paces away or so that they burnt all the driftwood that you had available.
That was a mile and a half away.
Was it?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you've said both at different times, so...
Okay. Well, I apologize.
Rock, paper, scissors, see what it is.
Hang on. Let me just consult the tome.
No one else did it, so it's a mile and a half.
Okay. Yeah, it is.
It's been decided by...
You're right.
By
so now you got to go scavenge for driftwood, so you spend a half an hour doing that.
I got a survival check of...
34?
3.
Oh, I had the 3 right. That's very out of character for you.
I'm a bard, motherfucker.
Yeah, but...
This ain't my shtick. I'm just being busy.
Yeah, but you usually roll high, is what I'm saying. So
I have a negative survival score.
And that's fine.
You could probably ask for help from the people that are good at survival. Well, they're looking at cars.
I was trying to, but they're busy Dutch ruddering, so I didn't want to interrupt.
Yeah, we're calling you out. Suckers.
They both have smiles on their face, too, so they must be having a lot of fun.
If anyone in this group is Dutch Ruddering,
it's Kurt and Pete. I agree. Kurt and Pete.
Anybody want to help him out finding some wood?
Nath will assist.
I got some wood, Dutch Rudder boy.
I got some sheep. I'll trade for wood.
I will do.
Sheep?
I got
that would be a 15.
I've got brick. I need some stone.
Damn.
Somebody trade some brick for stone.
Nath is worthless.
Yeah, we knew that. But
yeah, but
no.
What was your survival roll?
Seriously?
You can't set yourself up for like that, you know?
No, I have to because I only got a 7.
Oh.
25.
Nobody has
survival.
Stone for my brick?
It's not a natural one.
Come on, I want to build a settlement.
25. So what do you got for total? Sounded like, what'd you start with?
25.
I didn't give aids. Neither did him.
Okay.
I think and 27 is our highest if Pete aids.
Okay, okay. So half an hour, you got plenty of freaking driftwood for making a dinner of whatever you like.
The master of lonesomeness.
So there.
One is the loneliest number.
I'm the master of a lot of things now. Basket making, snake milk.
Whoa, 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 whoa. We haven't actually seen this snake milk or snake butter that you talk about a lot.
You really want to watch him milk his
snake? No, no, no. No. I said we have not seen the product yet.
I don't think I want to see the product. What is you wrong with you? Why would you want to see him milk his
you
snake?
You tried to watch me and Sasha fuck like 10 times.
That's a mating ritual. Completely different.
How do you know this isn't, you sick fuck? I'm going to have fucking frog legs for dinner here soon.
Nath does not under... God damn.
Tam.
No, not Tam.
No, his name.
Ronan does not understand mating rituals. I don't know how he would know that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Mr. Ronan, how about you roll an intelligence check here real quick?
Ooh.
Unless Nath is asexual, I don't think it's a problem.
We actually don't know that yet, and let's not assume people's genders, okay? This is 2019.
Oh, God.
Besides, maybe he preserves the sperm after he ejaculates and then feeds it over the eggs of his chosen mate.
What if... He likes to play
like
with cloacas.
And you wonder why I'm looking at cars instead of participating in this.
Yeah, this
the reason this is happening
is
because you two are Dutch Redner over there. If you'd stop, we would do something.
So, Nath, what exactly did you put in that jar back at camp?
Oh.
Mayonnaise.
Why the fuck does it glow in the dark and smell like death? What exactly are you a monk of, Nath, the master of lonesomeness?
Nathderbater.
Oh. I believe I've created my own element now, so right. I wouldn't worry about it.
Is it the element of shame?
Yes.
Shame. Shame.
That's so next level.
This is like a podcast, not even an RPG anymore.
We're off
wait,
the
wait,
rails.
Wait. We're in a fucking podcast? Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Ask the decision die. Are we in a podcast?
Sorry.
What does it say?
Focus and ask again.
I broke the fourth wall.
Are we in a podcast?
Yeah, that's it. Look constipated.
Sorry, guys.
Use the force.
Prospects are good.
No.
So it's just a maybe. That's not even a confirmation here. Can somebody else use the decision dice? Because Jason's apparently broken.
Did Ronan manage to find wood?
In his pants.
Yes, he did.
Him and Nath
that
both.
Has been established. It is canon.
I thought Pete was doing decision dice here. You didn't ask a question first.
I did it.
It's the same question.
Mentally.
You can't do that. You have to announce it.
Yes.
You're going to shame. You're going to break the dice like Kurt did.
He's,
and
starting
roll.
He's starting to sound like Nath. He did it mentally.
Kurt's going to. Kurt abused the decision dice and then proceeded to die the next session because he abused it.
Very likely.
Which one did he say it was? I'm sorry?
Very likely.
What was your question?
Same as before.
I don't. What was same as before?
After. I'm not going to help you if you can't remember.
I just wanted him to repeat it.
So we sleep through the night, and I wake up. And
after we collect wood, Nath would like to check on the snakes and make sure that they are doing well.
Okay.
Feed them and whatnot.
Yeah. You can do that.
Neil is
going
to pass the decision dice to Pete because he looks deep in thought over there.
We have fresh meat for your snakes.
See what he's going to do here. Let's see what he's going to do with this decision.
Thank you, Tam.
Wait a minute. What question is the decision dice being
Pete
asked?
He passes
now.
His turn with the decision dice and gives it to Pink Sock Man.
Okay, Pink Sock, what are you going to ask?
Next time on Decision Dice.
This episode is fucking out of control.
Off the
Good
rails.
God. Is this episode 12 by chance?
No, I think
no.
It's 11?
No.
It's 13.
Yes.
And I love that.
No,
that's why
perfect.
I've been going so long with this, because I knew it was episode 13.
Is Nath going to milk his neck?
Oh, God.
And?
Chances aren't good.
Uh-oh. So sad. So, back to Nath. He goes, he checks his basket, opens the lid, and there are now 6 snakes in the basket.
What the fuck?
How does that work? Because snakes lay eggs, and then they incubate, and then they hatch.
Hold up. Detect magic.
Go ahead.
Detect magic on the snakes.
Yeah. They're normal snakes.
What the fuck?
Already pregnant?
Detect magic on the basket.
I made the basket.
Come
Shut
on,
up.
Man.
Shut up, Nathurbator. Something's fucking fishy here, okay?
How big are the extra snakes?
They are not as big as the original snakes.
Oh,
okay. Wait.
All right, good
no,
news.
No. Let's just ask this. To the people who might know, does anyone know what the gestational period of a snake and the time it takes an egg to hatch for a snake is?
A constrictor, specifically.
Why, yes. Typically, it's more than a few fucking hours.
Something fuck... Okay, hang on.
If this is the standard on this island, then Tam... You need to kill more snakes.
Wait a minute. Is this that Futurama episode where they accidentally spill the crude oil on the penguin planet and they reproduce at like 50,000 times the rate?
No.
If this is the normal on the planet, what or in the island, what's going to happen to Sasha?
Oh, God.
No.
Does Sasha already have twins?
Quintuplets.
All right. Tam is seeing this. She's going to reach in and see if she can find a snake in the bag.
In the bag?
I yeah. need that decision dice,
The bag
please.
Of holding?
Yes.
Your bag of holding?
No, the other fucking bag of holding. Yes. With And since we're being super specific, she'll hold the bag open with her left hand and use her right hand to reach in. She'll be holding it at waist level.
Uh-huh.
Facing away from the water.
Okay. I got a good mental image now.
Okay.
I think everybody else does, too.
Okay.
Okay.
Just to be clear, she's going to grab a snake with her right hand.
Yes. You really had to reach for that one.
No, it wasn't that bad. And we put 6 in there? Is
yes.
that correct? You grab a hold of 2 of them. Lifeless snakes.
Well, that's disconcerting.
Yeah.
I think they're multiplying in my bag, too.
I asked the decision dice if there is some crazy magic shit going on here, and it said the prospects are good, so I'm a little worried at the moment.
Well, what I'm seeing here is a chance for a great deal of future investment. Let's get the other 2 snakes, the 2 adult ones, and shove them in the bag. When they get older, we'll just keep shoving them in the bag.
Which bag?
My bag.
So we have, snakes in the pot still, or are they...
No, the pot's empty.
Okay, so where did those
snakes
go? Oh, I
thought you still had some
in
the pot
still. You
mean
from Nath's basket?
Yes.
As you go to grab them, he will slap your hands away.
I did not go to grab them. Why don't you stay in character there a little bit, champ? I said, why don't we? It's a suggestion, not a declared action.
You know, if we could find, like, a wood plank and lay it on 2 elevated pieces... And we put snakes on there, we could have snakes on a plane.
Oh.
Wow.
So bad.
Okay.
Somebody
anyway.
Turn that mic off.
I mean, I could just mute him. But,
thanks, Kurt.
In my mind,
that was good.
This is what Tam... And I'll explain this in character, even. You guys, this is... We're missing out on a great opportunity here. If they just keep multiplying, and we let them get full grown, we put them in the bag, they suffocate... When we get to town, snake skins may not be worth much, but if I've got 300 of them, that's a lot of money.
I'm still very disturbed at the fact that they made baby snakes in an hour.
So am I, but there's we haven't been able to figure out why. There's nothing we can do right now to figure it out. So let's just take advantage of it until we figure out more details.
Meta.
Can I do a knowledge nature check to see why they reproduce so quickly?
Are these fucking gremlin snakes? When they get wet, they just fucking spit babies?
Negative. Produce water on the...
You want to cast produce water?
No, don't get it wet.
I want to do a nature check to see why they reproduce so fast.
Okay. Nath will attempt to assist.
Okay.
He does assist.
I also give aids.
That brings me to a total of 23 on my knowledge nature.
23 knowledge nature. And with a 23, you can tell that these aren't exactly babies. They're more adolescents.
That doesn't answer the question of what the fuck?
Well, it kind of does.
Man, if we could talk to snakes, you know?
If I'm laughing my ass off.
No, it doesn't.
These snakes are not magic. The basket is not magic. Nath, the masturbator, is not magic. What the fuck is going on?
I'm a kind of magic.
I will pull out some of the crab meat.
Crab meat?
From the bag that we used earlier.
They love crab meat.
Is this magical?
Is it magical?
No.
Tam puts the meat back in the bag.
Okay, good call. You're not going to feed the snakes?
No.
Okay.
They already had meat in there, unless I ate it all.
They ate it all.
We put like 5 pounds of meat in there.
No, he really didn't. He showed 5 pounds of meat.
Yeah, we ended up putting like 3 pounds in there.
Oh, okay. But still, 3 pounds for three snakes.
Yeah, I know.
Good
snakes
shit.
Eat. Yeah, I know. Snakes eat so little, it's still.
What the fuck is going on here?
Nath would like to take one of the larger snakes out.
Okay.
The male or the female?
There's two males and one female.
I'll take the female out.
Are you going to check her cloaca?
No. Tam's holding the bag open like, eh?
Oh, hell, we're gonna make a whole episode just out of the snakes, man.
Well, this is fucking puzzling, and as players or as characters, we would be like, what the fuck? This is very abnormal.
Okay. Nath, go ahead.
I just want to keep that snake with me outside the basket.
So, segregating that snake.
Correct.
Are you going to pet that snake?
And again, that was one of the males? Or was
female.
That was the female. Okay.
Keep in mind, the adolescent ones may also be capable of breeding. I don't know enough about snakes to know that.
Do you think maybe the snakes just, like, snuck into the bag?
Not likely, since it's been several feet off the ground on my back the entire time.
Mm-hmm. Just a thought. You had to sleep.
No, we have not slept yet. It's only been like...
I thought we did.
No, you've just had dinner so far.
We've actually gone through that part?
Oh, yeah. You guys said you were going to cook dinner, and you did.
But, I mean, it's tight. It's a tightly woven basket, right?
No.
It's a hand-woven basket that's been on my back the whole time.
Uh-huh. Then maybe... Maybe it has, maybe it has. I'm just saying. Even if it has.
Have been really good at stealth.
They would have to be amazing.
I'm just like, even hand-woven, it doesn't make sense that snakes would be able to sneak in, because you would have had to weave it tight enough that the snakes could not get out. Otherwise, it would not serve its own purpose.
Correct.
Now, what the listener did not see was Britt tapping his nose when... Kurt suggested that maybe they just snuck in, but the rest of us are just going, no, that's bullshit. That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Unless they were inside the adult snakes.
No,
and were regurgitated after they got in the bag.
I'm going with magic crab meat, and now we're all fucked because we ate it.
Oh, we wake up the next morning and there's two of each of us.
I think that's a great idea.
I'm not sure this world could handle two Jarwins.
That's definitely true.
No, you guys are missing out. Think about this concept of us being able to have two adventures at the same time.
More XP for you.
Yeah.
That would be pretty wild.
You could Eiffel Tower with Sasha by yourself.
Wow. Yeah, but, you know, what immediately came to mind to me was the Clone Wars have begun.
Wow.
I mean, and that sort of concept.
The Clone Wars.
We win.
Yeah.
Like, even if the originals don't stay alive, the rest of us are still.
Yeah. You're still fine, yeah.
No need for new characters.
Exactly. No, but that is what happened, actually. You had a couple of smaller snakes that wound up slithering up there because there was crab meat. and they ate it.
Interesting.
Yep.
Your basket sucks.
That's exactly right. Sorry.
Yeah.
First attempt, though. It wasn't bad.
Who taught you to weave a basket?
Nobody. That's the problem.
Yeah, nobody.
It's great.
Ronan.
His own hands.
Ronan.
Yes?
Have you ever made a basket by hand?
Let's find out.
Not like
no. So, what room do you have to speak ill of our companion's attempt to do some crafting of his own?
Yeah, Ronan, what the fuck? Who does that?
I have made a net.
Why is this frog, like, picking fights with everybody in the group?
If Nat had a worse attitude, he'd probably be like, where's your basket?
Because it's not easy being green.
He's not even green.
I am green. Thank you very much.
I thought you were blue.
Green.
Oh.
Blue-green.
Red-green?
No, that's a different story altogether. Yeah. Okay. So.
Would you like to put them in my pot so more can't apparently teleport in?
Well,
you could put the pot in the basket.
Meta, I think this is good news. We've achieved your goal already.
Maximum snake skins.
She's not aware of what happened, right?
I got one hand. Tam has one hand, the pot, the other hand, the bag of holding. Which one do you want?
Now, Nath, with the current rate of reproduction, we sleep. By next morning, your basket should be overflowing.
That is true. We should get rid of these ones and put them back in the forest, or if you want to use them as food, that's something we can do.
I agree. I think we should put them back.
I don't think I want these magically super procreative procreation snakes to just be running rampant on this island.
Well, I'll say...
This seems pretty dangerous.
No, no.
Oh, now you're going to be a conservationist?
No,
this seems dangerous.
Jarwin, if they were magic snakes before we got here, the ecology of the islands obviously already found a balance, so I don't think we have to worry about that. Otherwise, we would have run into snakes everywhere if the island hadn't already found a balance.
We kind of have.
No, I mean, we've run into a few snakes, but no more than I expect to find in any jungle.
I believe we've run into more crabs than we have snakes. So maybe the crabs reproduce the same speed.
Wait. What if it's
the
crab
eat
meat
the snakes, of course.
That caused the snakes to do this?
We fed crab meat to Jarwin.
We've
now
all eaten crab meat.
Now he's got
meat.
Super spooge and he's having sex all the time. My God, that woman's going to have so many children. What was wrong with you?
This is awful. No. It's fine. I use saving finale.
Max Rinks and pullout artist.
Oh, damn.
And it's good. We had lube, too, because I know grease.
Let's go ahead and release these, just in case it was a fluke. Now, if it happens again, then we'll just start putting them into the food supply.
Wow. I'm serious about the pot. Do you want to put the pot in the basket and then put the snakes in the pot? And put the lid on it so they can't, if they reproduce, like, it'll at least jangle around and we'll hear it?
Will the pot rip a hole through the bottom of the basket, is the question, as it's a hand-woven basket.
Well,
let's find out.
Pot only weighs 1 pound. I can't imagine.
How big of a pot have you got?
It's a 1 pound iron pot. It's a cooking pot, like it's for traveling.
And it has a lid. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm picturing cast iron, right?
It's probably pig iron, realistically.
Okay, well, fair enough. But only 1 pound, that's not going to have a whole lot of...
It's a small pot. It's like
small
said,
pot. Yeah.
For travel, for sure.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not carrying around a cauldron.
He's got a big-ass 13-pound
I mean,
Dutch.
He's not a witch, so he has no reason to carry around a cauldron.
It will not.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry, she.
Tam, I believe that might be prudent, so I'll go ahead and... Nath will go ahead and collect all of the snakes out of the basket and let the smaller ones free, keeping the original three.
I'm just laughing because in my mind, like, he lets him go and I'm just chasing him around with the bag trying to scoop him up. Just like, come here, little fucker.
Come here, snake.
I'm not
snake,
actually
going to
do that. It's just
stunning fist.
And who said they were the snake wrangler?
Do you really want to start party violence?
Not yet.
Okay.
This will go swimmingly.
Because I think I might win after a full night's rest and prepping Cure Light Wounds a shit ton of times.
You may die before you get one spell off, though.
No, see, I just keep healing myself while you guys kill each other off.
Yeah, that's the problem, is it depends on when it starts, because if it starts and you let Tam take a watch, then Tam wins.
And nobody wants that.
Yeah, no. Not even Tam, because let's face it, if we start getting into party violence, Jason's going to stop having fun.
Well, yeah. Does anybody ever enjoy that?
Some people do. Really? I've played with people that enjoy that, but like, if...
Depends on the character of the campaign.
It was definitely a joke.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, like, if it starts happening for real, then we're probably going to have an out-of-character talk, because I don't want that kind of...
Depends on the character in the campaign, whether it's fun or not. In this sort of situation, definitely not.
No, you're all trying just to survive at this point.
It's not even that. It's that we, as a group, none of our characters are actually that kind of character, as far as we know. It wouldn't make sense for us to have that much party violence and for things to go that way.
That only goes if, like, Nate Larson is in the party. Then party violence.
Hey, Nate. Love you. Later. Yeah.
When he picks fights with people's familiars all the time and has to get his ass beat down.
Just want to point out that Nath is the closest thing to a pacifist that there is right before actual pacifism.
Mm-hmm. And for those of you who are curious, Will chose this character trait when he realized how much he was going to be missing. Wanted an excuse.
It was kind of a forced choice.
No, it's all just warning shots, I promise.
Practicing shadow boxing a few times.
I'm going to be the very best.
Snake boxing.
At snake milking?
Snake cream style.
Shadow milking.
Snake whips. God.
Okay.
Snake nunchaku.
I prefer the gnome nunchucks, personally.
Nunchucks?
Nunchucks.
Nunchucks?
No, gnome chucks.
Gnome chucks made from carrots.
Made from gnomes.
They also the gnome chucks also go well with gnome darts when they get the pointy hats and you.
I'm also partial to the rabid cougars that have chainsaws, but they're much more expensive.
Yeah, and usually come with high priced divorce attorneys.
Jankies. Thank God I've managed to steer clear of those.
That was a American Dad.
Reference.
Yeah, there you go. Reference.
That's the word. Reference.
At least we've done a good job of staying on topic this session.
We're aces, man.
Hey, that's the GM's job.
Mm-hmm. So, you have now consumed dinner during all this fun banter. And what do you want to do now?
Meta would like to channel energy to heal.
Oh, are you going to include the snakes?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean,
what the hell is going on?
He's channeling energy.
Since the end of the day.
That's the important information so far.
They're undead, so they die.
It doesn't work that way.
So I'll take Tam will take first watch.
Anyone
there you go.
Who is down health is now back up 10.
Third watch.
I think that was a TV show, wasn't it?
I have no idea. Okay.
First watch was Tam for Meta.
Third watch was Jarwin.
Okay.
Great.
Okay.
Nath takes the center.
Oh, yeah.
Good job, quarterback.
With your snakes?
No.
Okay.
What are you going to do with those snakes when you're on watch?
Don't ask.
Just keep them on my back.
And I'm just for the listeners, I'm making the crazy googly eyes. Okay. So, let's find out what happens. First watch, nothing. Second watch, nothing. Third watch, nothing. Did we have a fourth?
No.
Okay.
You know, I'm just going to interject this.
Go ahead.
When we started this episode, I figured we'd spend the first 10 minutes like, okay, we sleep, we do watches, we move on. We're halfway through the episode now.
And this is fine.
I told you we could spend the whole episode on snakes.
Yeah, well.
Quite easily.
We spent the half of an episode on them. Now another half.
Right. So, next morning, you get up, and go. Yep.
Bathroom, eat.
Right, yes. Right.
Stretch.
Normal
rituals.
Morning routines.
Rituals.
Yes, morning ritual.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Try not to kick the bone circle.
Meditation.
Studying my manuals
always
for music practice.
I think that covers the gambit, doesn't it?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so now you can start trekking.
Still west.
Westward. Am I correct?
Yes. Okay. We're not going south.
Are you sure?
Yes.
It looks like a lot of fun.
Bless you, Meta.
I mean,
No.
There's a J?
No.
There's another J?
No.
We're still not going to J, you bastard.
Another J?
No.
We are headed to L.
L. Okay.
I-2 first.
I-2.
I-2. I-2 for you. Okay.
I-2-D-4.
I-2-D-4. All right. But wait. Before you start trekking.
There's a star.
Let's see. Who have we done before? We've done Rona. We've done Nav. We've done Tam. Maybe.
I believe I haven't done anybody in the party yet.
No, you... You're right. So, hey, you know what? Meta, it's your freaking turn. You had a nightmare. Somewhat.
I believe that started when the ship wrecked.
I'm going to have to concur.
You know,
that's
a fair assessment. I'm not going to argue with that. But you had a frightening dream that something large with blood red eyes was watching you all night from the jungle's edge. And that the dreaming Meta could not move. Eventually, you realize that you felt as if you were being watched from the same point in a nearby jungle as another of your party members. But just that sensation of being watched all night. That's right. Very disconcerting. You can do with that information whatever you wish.
The next morning, Meta will inspect each of your eyes to make sure none of them are red.
What are you looking at me like that for?
Let's just say that I got an uneasy feeling, and I wanted to make sure that none of you were the reason.
When you do it for Tam, she kind of half leans in like you're trying to kiss her, and then she's like, oh, no, wait, that's not what you're doing.
Wow.
Hold on. What?
Wow. Oh, no. There's no way Ronan understands what just passed there.
Nope.
No way.
It is canon.
My mind is blown.
No, your mind is oblivious.
I turn around and just kind of dazed walk away like, wait a minute.
And then after making sure none of my companions have red eyes, Meta will look towards the jungle. Perception check.
Okay. What you got?
27.
27.
Actually, also,
yes,
I do have dark vision. I don't know if that makes a difference. It's typically red, isn't it, when you shine lights at them in the dark?
Depends.
There is no, in Pathfinder, there is no flavor text for eye changing color or anything like that for different types of vision.
Boring.
I just know after like a lot of books I've read, usually when they have dark vision, you see beady little red eyes in the dark.
I have read those as well.
Fucking ironic as shit.
Yeah.
Your dark vision gives you away in the darkness.
Well, it's not that. It's like when you shine a light on it, they're super reflective.
Well, he literally just said there'd be little red eyes in the dark.
Oh. I guess I'm not following what he's saying then.
I also oftentimes don't listen.
Do keep up 007.
I'm not 007, so...
Well, who are you then?
006.
Oh, right.
Sure.
Okay.
I'm Jay.
That explains it.
Sean Bean.
So, no, anyway.
I will never be Sean Bean.
He's 006.
So far, you've investigated everybody, Meta. Are you going to share your experience at all?
Did I see anything in the jungle with my perception check?
Oh, right. Other than the ordinary occasional monkey, Dimorphodon that doesn't seem to be interested in you, dragonflies, Ronan's probably more interested in those than you are. You know, snack on the rung. Yeah. No. Nothing really comes to mind. I mean, nothing comes to the forefront.
I just figured out who Ronan is in this group.
Uh-huh.
With the tongue flicking out.
Uh-huh.
You're Jar Jar Binks. Yeah.
I didn't want to say anything. I thought that like the first 5 minutes of this podcast.
Congratulations, sir. You don't understand social cues, and you have a long flicking tongue. And you're the butt of most of the jokes, somewhat unfairly, but...
I think that one is debatable between, you know.
Could be the Dark Lord of the Sith.
He could secretly be the big bad guy.
Yeah. Could be.
He could be.
So, anyway, rolling it back in.
He is hyper attentive and alert about weird things for no reason.
I don't believe this is the GM's hope, but with that knowledge, Meta will share with the group. So, as long as we're able, we need to stay the fuck out of the jungle.
Okay.
Something's watching us. The coast looks good.
Oddly enough, Jarwin.
What?
You also woke up with this sense of uneasiness.
After the second watch, so 4 in the morning, 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning?
Ish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I slept fine.
Aces.
No weird dream, just feeling of uneasiness.
That would have been during Nath's watch?
More or less. You want to try a retro perception or some sort?
Sure.
Okay.
Roll a 20.
Sure, sounds good.
If you don't roll a 20, you're not going to get it.
I did not roll a 20. It's a 12.
No. Sorry, sir. No perceiving going on.
There was nothing in the forest last night.
Yes, there were. Lots of animals.
No, I was watching. There was nothing there.
Stop whacking off. So I did not have the dream. I just feel uneasy and weird when I wake up.
Well, more or less, you don't exactly recall the whole same dream as Meta.
Okay.
But as Meta starts relating it, you're going, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's freaky, man. I mean, woman.
Well, what's freaky, green hagling? That is what you are, isn't it? Meta the green hagling.
Don't look at me. I'm not going to answer for him.
She is a changeling, but she hasn't exactly informed you which hag spawned her.
What color of skin do you have? What color of hair do you have?
Standard.
Who said Standard she soap. Had hair?
Green. Anyway, Meta. Ronan is concerned about, you know, the nightmare thing. And he wants to investigate a little bit. So, can you show him in the jungle approximately where you thought you were being watched from?
Over there
in the trees. You have fun. Let us know if you have any issues.
I'm going to go check out the site where he points to.
I'll go with him.
I'll confirm that's where I evidently think it was coming from.
Sword drawn.
Nath will follow along with him.
Well, if you're going to be like that, I guess we'll go to Jay.
We're not going that far.
You want to go to Jay, do ya?
No.
Sorry, that was my best Tom exposition.
So
I think we need to stay on target and continue going forward where our goal was.
Well, we can go 10 feet out into the jungle and just look to see if anything left any large footprints, broken twigs, anything like that. It should only take a few minutes.
Okay.
Okay, let's do that.
Let's go take a look. Survival check to see if we can find anything. Assuming we don't immediately go into an issue.
If this is just some sort of monkey, by the way, I'm going to be rather upset.
Red-eyed monkeys.
Is this a survival?
You got an 18 survival, if it matters.
I actually roll nicely when I really have to.
I have a 0 to aid.
Good job.
Thanks.
So, no aid for you. So, what did you have, Meta, altogether?
Meta had an 18.
I aid.
20.
Hit 20. Okay.
I rolled a 27.
So,
are you doing it independently or are you aiding?
I figured that was the plan, so that's I rolled a 27.
Wait a minute. Who started this whole idea? Didn't you start this whole idea?
Yes. Yeah. That was Ronan started the idea.
So
let's go take a look.
33 then. Yeah. That's his perception.
Okay. So you go and you investigate and you find nothing out of the ordinary.
No broken twigs, no footprints.
None of that.
I'm pretty confident if there was something.
Can you scat?
I'm pretty confident if there was something here, we would have found it.
Indeed.
Right, well, carry on.
To L.
No, to I. We have to go to I, too.
Still not J, still not L. I.
I, too.
Yes.
I, too. So, pack up camp, you start trudging, mile and three quarters or so, and you are at I-2. So So roughly, what would you say, 45 minutes?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. You are at I-2. Give me perceptions.
Tim has a 9 unless it's trap related.
22 for meta.
19 for Ronan.
Nath? Ronan? Jarwin? Ronan spoke. Jarwin? Perception? Jarwin? 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 You with the face?
6.
I got a 10.
Did we trade dice at some point? Okay. Hey, a 10, a 6.
He's got to start rolling low some sessions.
Right?
Most sessions it's I crit, 36.
I crit again.
28.
I confirm. Uh-huh.
It happens, guys.
So the highest was a 26?
22.
22. Thank you. I was being too generous, wasn't I? Once again. So at I-2, you find another abandoned camp.
Do you see any more yellowy stuff?
Yellowy stuff?
Yellow zombies.
Yellow creeper. Yellow musk zombies or yellow musk creepers?
No. This campsite looks almost like a series of partially ruined nests. Like big bird's nests.
What's Big Bird doing here?
I don't know. He's not anywhere near Sesame Street.
I thought you said there wasn't any yellow stuff here.
Well, he's not here. I'm just saying. Made out of palm fronds and driftwood, because driftwood's readily available. A large number of broken sawtooth sabers and daggers lie scattered around the area.
I think we can decide that these are not Dimorphodon nests.
And with your 22, was it?
Yes.
You find, in particular, a masterwork dagger. Still in its protective leather scabbard under a mound of toppled driftwood. The dagger's blade is etched with a pair of crossed praying mantis claws.
That's not a good sign.
I'm actually kind of happy about this, because that means that they're all dead.
Or at least that one is.
No, there's a whole bunch of sabers around here.
There's a bunch of sawtooth
That's true.
Sabers and daggers. He found a masterwork.
Can I detect magic?
You may.
Do any of the swords, sabers, or daggers?
They do not. Okay.
Can I do a knowledge check to try to determine what these nests might have been? Or who may reside in them?
Who might have? Mm-hmm. Because, again, abandoned camp. Sure.
24.
So.
I.
26.
Okay, anybody else?
What stat are we rolling?
Knowledge nature. 28.
28 altogether?
I aid also.
30.
30 altogether?
Do I hear 32?
I'm on a human, I'm on a.
Sorry, 30.
30 altogether?
Yeah.
Total?
Yeah.
Okay. So with the 30, you are able to find a scrap of paper that probably was from a log from the ship. And this will tell you that this ship's crew was from the Crow's Tooth.
Tam would like to inspect the blades, hopefully through appraise specifically, to try and determine how long they've been out in the weather. See if we can determine maybe how long ago this happened.
Fair enough. Go ahead and give me a roll.
27.
Anybody helping?
This was at I-2, correct?
Yep.
29.
What was the check? I'm sorry.
Anybody else?
31.
I aid.
33.
With a 33, again, you were trying to determine age that they've been here, right?
Yes.
Okay. Sadly, no carbon dating. But your best guess is roughly 6 months.
Okay. All right. Well, that's not terribly long. We may be able to, if we gather some of this, we may be able to get some sort of reward. Maybe a few of these people were wanted. Might be able to somehow claim that we took them down.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. Do any of these swords or daggers look like a size that I could use?
Well, a dagger would be a short sword to use, so yes.
Yeah. You could
a
use
long it. Sword would be a great sword to you.
Meta picks up the dagger and puts it in her pocket.
The masterwork one?
You don't get the masterwork dagger anymore.
You don't even know about it, Jarwin.
Hey.
Hey.
I helped him look.
Also, while I'm looking for a dagger, I'm going to search the tents to see if I can find any other literature or anything that can identify who was here.
I'm going to suggest we don't take too many of these. They're pretty identifiable. And the Red Mantis assassins don't really like that kind of attention from outsiders. If they catch you using one, they're going to try and kill you.
I suggest we don't linger here either.
Three, in addition to the masterwork, 3 daggers, 17 short swords. So, what do you want to do with them?
Detect magic first.
We already did that.
Leave them here.
Yeah, we don't want them.
You don't want any of them.
Fuck no.
No, you said they're sawtooth sabers.
Yep.
I don't want anything.
No, we don't want the stuff.
Shit.
Okay.
I got for my search for searching through the tents for personal belongings or anything of identification.
Uh-huh.
I rolled a 28 on my perception.
28 perception, looking for more info on who could have been here. You don't find anything else. No specific names. Sadly, just the ship's name, apparently.
So we didn't find any dead bodies?
Crow's Tooth.
Crow's Tooth.
Tooth, yeah, that was written down.
That's an excellent point, Nath. No, you found no bodies.
Nath would probably...
No skeletons? No bloodstains.
So are these assassins likely to leave behind their belongings when they leave?
Not the swords.
Apparently not the swords and daggers.
They're more likely to leave behind corpses than they are their swords.
Then where are the corpses?
Remember the thing we fought not too long ago?
Yes, and it was a female body. Red Mantis assassins do tend towards female initiates.
So I'm going to remind Nath about the yellow creeper zombie we fought recently, and this seems like a likely culprit.
That had a long sword.
Yes.
Of the same make?
It's difficult to determine.
We never really established that, but no, it was not a sawtooth blade.
Yes, well, I'm just saying, they also tend not to wander too far, so I'm presuming that if they didn't just up and leave for some reason, that something must have taken them, and I think that's probably what it was.
17 swords.
I would have to agree with that.
17 bodies?
No.
Not necessarily.
Not with Red Mantis assassins.
They usually dual wield them.
While you guys continue to stand in this camp and discuss this, Meta will promptly start heading west.
I'm wanting to move, too.
Meta's got the right idea. Let's go.
Yeah, let's move.
Heading west.
What's our next objective?
L.
Yes. L?
L. So you head west along the shore, the constant lapping sea against the beach. Just provides the best sort of travel music, if you will. And you walk and walk and walk. And eventually, you see yet another giant crab way off in the distance because the coastline provides just the right vantage point that you can tell it's pretty far off in the distance yet. Do you proceed?
Do we, just so I know, does it look roughly the same size as the other crabs we fought from this distance?
From this distance, it's hard to say.
I see no reason not to.
I say we throw the frog at it and see what happens.
We haven't had any issue with the crabs yet.
No. Weapons out, and yeah.
I could go scout it out.
Okay. Is that what you wish to do?
Sure, I'll take to the tree line to go scout.
Okay.
Tam will continue progressing at a much slower rate.
Okay.
I assume the rest of us would stick together and
stick
allow Ronan to be about 60 feet in front of us.
Well, probably even further if he wants to scout and come back with information.
All right.
I mean, if he moves at full speed and we move at 10 feet around sort of thing, where we're just moving slow.
That works.
Does anyone have message?
Nope.
We do not.
New.
I have arcane casters.
Okay. Then we shall proceed as you say.
Yeah, we do. You're a bard.
Yeah.
It's an arcane caster.
I'm a bard.
Yeah, bards are arcane casters.
I don't have cantrips, do I?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, maybe I just didn't get message. Let me look at my spells.
Were you looking at your crazy archetype stuff and missed it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I do have message.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an idiot.
You're a doof.
That's good to know.
Hey, I have message, guys.
So we'll be staying approximately 100 feet behind him.
Yeah.
So as he's in the message range.
Sorry. Rough day. Oh, that was fun.
So this whole podcast, you've had message.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is.
It's
not
like
just a
last
rough
episode
day, bro.
When you said it like 12 times. Too bad you guys don't have message.
No, that was that was last episode.
Was it last
episode?
Yeah.
Like
I mean
tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think I heard that a single time.
Well, it's because we eventually just told him we don't need fucking message. We're 5 feet away from each other, but
fair enough.
So yes, let me give you a stealth roll.
Please do.
That's 22 for stealth.
So you approach, you get about 100 feet away. Give me a perception.
19.
You notice this crab is much larger than any crab you have faced before. This crab is the size of a small house.
It's a big fucking crab.
Yes, sir.
Nath, get the snakes ready.
No, 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 don't do that. What happens if they eat this crab?
Let it eat. We let the crab eat the snakes, and then eventually it explodes from the inside with snakes.
There you go. That's a plan.
Yeah. Because they reproduce so fast.
I mean, anything's a plan.
Oh, this is so much fun.
So anyway, once I determine the size of this massive fucking crab.
Yeah. What did I say? You're about 100 feet away?
Yeah, I make sure to message the group, and I start to...
What's
like,
the range on message?
100 feet plus 10 feet per level, and we said we were going to stay about 100 feet back.
So 130 in this case, right?
No, we're...
No,
yes,
the range on...
But we're going to stay 100 feet back, just in case that...
From him.
Yes.
You're right. So, we're golden. That's, I just want to make sure.
Yes,
that's all.
Because of distance penalties, it's a negative 20 on any perception checks to see us.
Right.
And so I'm going to stealthily go back to the party.
Okay.
Okay, and that's a 15 on the stealth.
Okay. Well, what was your perception again, please? That last one, when you noticed, you figured out that this one is a size of a small house.
I think it was 19.
19, okay. I'm going to say that you also notice it's not moving with a 19. I think that's fair.
Okay, it's
more
not
than
moving
fair. Yeah.
At all.
Mm-hmm.
So is it, like, look like a crab or does it look like a statue?
Oh, it looks just like a crab. I mean... Bright coloration, you know, and the variance, you know, from the top side to the underside, how it gets a lot lighter and even white and yellow sometimes, right?
It might just be dead.
Okay, well, I share that with the party, too. I mean, if it's not moving, it's not moving. It doesn't mean it's dead. It just
right,
it means
right.
I don't see it move.
Okay. So you're going to go back, even though you don't have to, in order to share it with the party?
Well, I messaged...
Okay,
So
that makes more sense. You message it, and what happens next?
I would probably start to move back towards the party, but very slowly, so that I could be careful with my stone.
Okay, so why would you go back? I'm just curious, motivation.
I'm not sure what this thing is, and it's fucking huge.
Mm-hmm. It is fucking huge.
So, you know.
And you're such a small little frog.
Yeah.
Okay.
It could eat me.
We could not possibly be that lucky.
It could eat five of you at the same time, probably. Yeah. Yeah. So okay. You are you going all the way back to them, or are they meeting you halfway? I mean, you do have a message going.
Well, I'm headed back towards them, and if they're moving towards me, great, then we'll hook up.
Okay.
But if they stop where they're at and want to figure out what to do about a crab the size of a house,
because mm-hmm.
the last crabs that we ran into, they were what, like quarter the size of a house? I don't know.
They were larger than any crabs you had seen prior. Yes, they were about twice the size of the last crabs that you fought.
This thing, like 10 by 10. This
so thing those
is
were
like
10 by 10. Is this like
this thing is the size of a small house?
So like 30 by 30,
ish. Yeah.
That's gargantuanly large for a crab.
Indeed.
It's not something I really want to tangle with, but I can avoid
it. Not by yourself.
I do.
I have a plan.
You could
Ronan goes up there by himself and hides in the trees and plinks it from the trees. See what happens.
I was going to say, he's 100 feet away from the crab. He could shoot it and see if it still doesn't move.
Yes, I agree. But we should have a backup plan in case it does move and moves quickly.
The backup plan would be scatter and leave Ronan to deal with it.
Everyone run and outrun the frog.
I can feel the love.
You don't have to outrun the dragon. You just have to outrun the frog.
And the frog can move naturally through difficult terrain.
How?
My jungle fighter. I get 10 extra feet. Plus, I can glide from tree to tree.
So, not naturally, but you can move fairly quickly.
If you're going through the jungle, he can move faster than you guys.
Welcome to the jungle.
No, because his normal move speed is 20.
Nope, it's 30.
Oh, it's 30? Okay, so he gets to move an extra 5 feet around.
Yep.
Except for Nath. Nath is still same speed as him.
Monster.
Monster.
But, no, my idea is more of, you know, we could set traps for this thing. I've got some caltrops. We could, Meta could entangle the area under the trees. If this thing comes rushing at us, we could trap it and start attacking it, you know, make it come to us and then start picking it off.
I can agree with that.
I know this isn't exactly, you know, a dragon worthy of epic tales, but things the size of a house, that's got to be worth something.
Find out
a lot of crab meat.
Yeah, I mean,
we could also prepare like a circle of fire to trap it.
Well, my concern is there's a lot of things might clue it into our location before we could get them prepared.
That's accurate.
I was thinking about a big pit, too, but by the time we dug a big pit, we probably know we're there if it's alive, and if it's not alive, then we don't need the pit anyway.
Awesome. Unless you had a spell for digging a pit.
Create a pit, yes, but it's a high-level spell, and
don't got that one yet.
Yeah.
Not there yet.
No.
Actually, I don't know if I'll ever get that one.
No, I think it's a Sork Wizard.
So, what's your plan?
Is that good for people?
Yes.
So my thought is, and Tam will draw in the dirt, like, if this is the tree line, then Nath and I kind of right on the edge of it, hiding behind some trees, and then Ronan further back, up in a tree, where you can still see it, obviously, and then Jarwin and Meta around the same distance, but down on the ground or up in the tree, which is kind of up to you, but Meta, at least, you've got that thing where you cause the plants to grow and, like, things vomit. Can you do that again?
Yes, I could do that.
Yeah, that's great.
I could also make it so it can't see us.
Ooh.
Right, that's a great suggestion.
I like
kind of wish you'd led with that one.
Yeah, I should have led with that one.
Yeah, we can make that work too.
But it's not movable. It stays in one spot.
Well, that'd be really good for some of you.
Doesn't it center around you?
It would be a burst. But it doesn't move. Obscuring mist stays centered.
Oh, no. That is fabulous because you've got the thing where we can see through it.
Yes. That was what I was trying to iterate, but my brain's a little slow at the moment.
So, yeah. Quite frankly, if you did that up near where Nath and I are at, you know, hitting it a lot, that sounds like a plan.
Okay.
So, does anybody else have anything to add?
Could I get high enough up a tree to get away from that thing?
Sure. You would have to climb about 50 feet, but yeah.
Are there any 50-foot-tall trees?
Oh, sure. Sure.
Until it
Are
takes
they
the tree down.
Relatively close to the crab? Ish.
Well, wasn't our plan to try to lure it to the trees where our trap could be set?
Yes.
Okay. Well, again, start from the beginning real quick. Your plan.
So, picture tree line.
There it is.
Just inside the tree line, you're going to have Nath and myself hiding behind some trees obscured.
Okay.
So, and far
with
enough
obscuring mist?
No, not with obscuring mist.
Okay,
not
just
yet.
Behind the trees.
Yeah, just behind some trees and far enough apart that this thing could charge through. Kind of right down the middle of us, further back in, is Ronan up in a tree. And then also in that rough area, kind of wherever is most effective for them, are Meta and Jarwin, because they're going to be hitting with support spells and abilities.
I also have a bow that I can use.
Yes. So the concept is we'll shoot this thing and try to lure it in between us so it's like it's in a box. All right. I will position the pieces.
Okay. Yeah, I was trying to arrange them according to what I was thinking you were saying. Okay, so the plan is Ronan's going to start shooting at it and hopefully draw it into the trees. Is that the gist?
Yes, and then we'll have a bunch of prepared actions to entangle, stab, and all that other shit.
Okay. I like it.
Yep. And I know the thing's dead, whatever, but this is the plan that we have.
Okay.
Wait, you know what's dead?
The crab. The crab's dead.
That hasn't been established.
Yet.
Did we have a site where we could get knowledge checks on it, or are we still too far away?
If you guys are going to be here at this point, yeah, you could do additional knowledge check.
As far as heal checks to see if something's dead, you got to be adjacent to it. So from our distance, we
I meant knowledge checks.
Yeah, he was talking knowledge, not heal.
I don't think a knowledge check would let you know whether or not something's dead.
That's not what I'm asking. I was asking, like, information about it.
It's a really big crab.
Okay. So Ronan was going up to check.
No. Nobody is approaching the crab.
Okay.
Well, wait a minute. Let me ask you this. Are you guys going to get this close to the thing?
We don't know where the thing's at. It's supposed to be on the map. So we're going up to the edge of the tree line. Yes.
We're not. I'm not. Okay, I'm going to go back and meet them so that we're going to be much farther than 100 feet away.
When we discuss it, yes. But if you're going to shoot it, we got to get close enough to lure it in.
Right. I'm at this point saying you guys are starting to execute your plan.
Yes.
And is this where you want to position yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Does everybody agree?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, good. So, at some point, as you're positioning yourself, you see the crab's claws start moving. Very staccato-like. The legs move, but it doesn't seem to be moving anywhere forward or backward or sideways, one way or the other. And as you get fully entrenched in where you want it to be, you hear this booming voice going, "Acha mara for you! You're supposed to be scared and run away!" What happens next? Find out next time on Shield Bash. I'm Britt, your GM. To my right
is Jarwin, the disappointed bard.
Nath Vendikar, the human monk.
Jason Leonard, a fan of fake Italian accents.
The supposed to be scared Ronan, played by Curtis.
And Meta, played by Pete.
Thanks everybody for listening. We'll see you next time.
Shield Bash is made in association with the Knights of the Octagon and the Farmageddon Gaming Convention. Find us on Facebook at Shield Bash, on Twitter at Bash Shield, or online at Farmageddon137.com. Music by Lee Rosevere. Questions and comments can be sent to shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.